It is mentioned in Kitab Iqtisas that people asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is the obedience of the legatees obligatory? The Imam replied, yes. They are the people about whom Allah has said, O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those in authority, ulul amr, from among you. The Holy Quran 4:59.
And the people regarding whom he said, only Allah is your guardian and his apostle and those who believe, those who keep up prayers and pay the poor rate while they bow. The Holy Quran 5:55. Farat and Kolaini, Rahmatullah alayhima, have narrated that, people asked Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, about those pillars of Islam in knowing, whom none lag behind, and if one so remains behind in recognizing them, will get his religion corrupted, and that his deeds will not be accepted by Allah, and that, if people know them, then their ignorance about other things would not harm them. The Hazrat said, to testify, there is no God but Allah, to believe in the Messenger of Allah, and to confess or accept, those things which the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought from Allah, and to pay from the wealth which is called zakat and the payment of which is obligatory, and to accept the vilaya which Allah has ordained, and it is the vilaya of Ali Muhammad, alayhima salam. They asked again, is there any proof about vilaya which should be adhered to and which could be an argument? The Hazrat said, why not? It is Allah's words. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Apostle and those in authority, ulul amr, from among you, then if you quarrel about anything, refer it to Allah and the Apostle. If you believe in Allah and the Last Day, this is better and very good in the end. The Holy Quran 4:59. We should know that commentators have differed in explaining, ulul amr. From the Bukhari and Omari commentators, some have said that, they are chiefs and commanders of army and kings, and again some of them have also said that, ulul amr, means the learned of the Ummah. We are unanimous that, ulul amr, are only the 12 infallible Imams of Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam.
The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has said, one who dies without recognizing the Imam of his time, dies the death of ignorance. So, in his time, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, himself was that Imam. After him was Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali. But some people believe that Muawiyah was the Imam, and not Ali. Then, after Ali, was Hassan, then Hussein, alayhimas salam. Others have considered Imam Hussein, alayhis salam, equal in rank to the accursed Yazid, though they can never be equal. Then after Hussein, was Ali ibn Hussein, and Imam Muhammad Baghir, and the Shias, who were living a life of taqiyya or dissimulation due to government oppression, did not know their rituals of Hajj until Imam Baghir, alayhis salam, opened the floodgates of knowledge for them, and described the rituals of Hajj, and the halal and haram. Then, also came a time when the Bukhari and Omari scholars felt a dire need of these Shias, which was not the case earlier, and it has always so happened that in the face of every scholar belonging to Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, all the false caliphs were ignorant and cruel. In the light of the verse and tradition, it is necessary that there must be an Imam in every time, and the one who may not know him, the Imam of his time, dies in ignorance and disbelief. You will see in every age that, before the Imams from Ahlul Bayt, alayhimas salam, there were some people whom every wise and intelligent person will consider inferior to the Imams, and that the Imams were more rightfully to be the possessors of Imama or leadership and guidance, and it is essential that they alone should be the ulul amr and Imams. Then, the Hazrat said, you will be more in need of the true religion, when your soul will reach unto here, and he pointed to his throat, and added, at that moment, the world will discard you, and the signs of the true religion will begin to appear in your eyes, and then you will say, my religion was far better. In the explanation of the verse, and if they had referred it to the Apostle and to those in authority among them who can search out the knowledge of it, would have known it, the Holy Quran 4:83. Ayashi, Rahmatullah alayh, has quoted Imam Rizat, alayhi salam, that they are Ali Muhammad, and that these are the people who know the halal and haram of the Holy Quran, and these noble souls are the proofs of Allah for the creation. Moreover, Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, is quoted that in this verse, ulul-amr are the 12 infallible imams. Ibn Shahra Ashab has written in Manaqibi that, in the explanation of the verse, obey, there are two interpretations. The first is that, ulul-amr means the imams, and second is that they are the chiefs of the army, the presumptuous learned of the ummah, the kings and presidents, and that, when one of the two meanings will be proved false, the other would be regarded as proved. Otherwise, it will be understood that truth has gone out of the ummah. The proof of the statement that, ulul-amr are the 12 infallible imams, is that from the apparent meaning of the words of the verse, a general obedience of the ulul-amr is meant to be the case. From this angle, Allah has turned the command to obey imams, towards His obedience, and His messenger's obedience, just as the obedience of the messenger is general, and is obligatory in every matter. So, it is necessary that their obedience also should be general in scope. Had it been special, then it was necessary to mention it, along with a special order. When obedience to them has been proved as obligatory in every matter, then their imamah is also proved, because this is the meaning of imamah. Now, when this verse makes it obligatory to obey the ulul-amr in every matter, then it is necessary that imams must be infallible. Otherwise, it would mean that Allah has ordered an evil thing, because one who is not an imam is not protected from doing evil. When He commands an evil, His obedience would also follow. So, it does not mean the chiefs of the army, because it is agreed that their being infallible is not a condition, and the verse does not show the specialty of any matter. Some have said that ulul-amr means the scholars of the ummah. This is also wrong, because they also differ in their opinions, and the obedience of some becomes the defiance of some others. Allah can never issue such commands. Likewise, Allah has defined ulul-amr with such an attribute which applies to both knowledge and leadership, as He says, and when there comes to them news of security or fear, they spread it abroad, and if they had referred it to the apostle, and to those in authority among them, those among them who can search out the knowledge of it, would have known it. He has referred peace and security and danger or fear towards the rulers and deduction towards scholars, and both these things can be found together only in the one who is a scholar. Sha'abi says that Ibn Abbas used to say that this means the emirs or chiefs of the army, and that the first of them is Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. When Hassan ibn Saleh asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, to explain ulul-amr, the Hazrat said that they are the 12 infallible imams of the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. Mujahid has mentioned in his tafsir that this verse was revealed in praise of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, when the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had appointed him his caliph in Medina. At that time, Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam, had said, "You are proceeding to war, and leaving me among women and children." At that time the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had replied, "O Ali! Are you not pleased with the fact that you are to me what Harun was to Musa, alayhi salam, when Musa had told Harun, 'Be my caliph in my community, and reform them'?" The Holy Quran 7, 142. Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali said, "Yes, at that time, this verse was revealed, and those in authority from among you. They, ulul-amr, is Ali ibn Abi Talib, whom Almighty Allah has entrusted the affairs of the ummah after the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and appointed him caliph in Medina." Then, Allah commanded the servants to consider his obedience obligatory, and not to oppose him. Ibn Shahra Ashab, Ayashi, and others, Ramatullah alayhim, have reported with reliable chains of narrators that Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said, "We are the group whose obedience has been made obligatory for people by Allah, and the windfall, and the pure wealth is only for us. We are deeply rooted in knowledge, and we are the envied ones in whose praise Allah has said. Or do they envy the people for what Allah has given them of His grace? The Holy Quran 4:54. Ayashi, Rahmatullah Alay, and others have, while explaining this verse, said, "But indeed, we have given to Ibrahim's children the book and the wisdom, and we have given them a grand kingdom." The Holy Quran 4:54. The Hazrat said, "Great kingdom means, He appointed great infallible imams in them, from them, and made their obedience Allah's obedience and their defiance Allah's defiance. Only this is the great kingdom." In Basairad Darajat, it is reported through correct chains of narrators that Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, while explaining the meaning of the verse, "Or do they envy the people for what Allah has given them of His grace? But indeed we have given to Ibrahim's children the book and the wisdom, and we have given them a grand kingdom." The Holy Quran 4:54. He said, "Those who are envied by people are we Ahlul Bayt." According to a true like chain of narrators, Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, said that the Hazrat pointed towards his chest and said, "We are the people who are envied by others." According to yet other true chains of narrators, he said, while explaining this verse, that "we are those persons who are being envied by people, because of the imama which Allah has granted to us, and that no one else is included in this grace." It has also been reported on the basis of other reliable chains of narrators that Mulki Azim, great kingdom, means the obligatory obedience that is Allah has made obeying their orders obligatory for the creation. According to another reliable source, people asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, "What is the great kingdom?" He replied, "It is the obligatory obedience, so much so that, in the hereafter, even the hell would obey their orders. Hell would catch those whom they will ask to catch, and likewise relieve those whom imams will ask hell to relieve, so that they may pass over the Sirat bridge." According to other reliable chain, the Hazrat said, while explaining the verse, "But indeed, we have given to Ibrahim's children the book and the wisdom, and we have given them a grand kingdom." Book means prophethood or messengership, and to have intellect, and to judge between people, and "we have given them a grand kingdom," he said, it means the compulsory obedience. In yet another reliable tradition it is mentioned, "By Allah, only we are the ones who are being envied by people, and only we are entitled to the kingdom which we will get, during the time of the Qa'im al-Imam Mahdi, alayhi salam." Ayashi, Rahmatullah alayh, has reported from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that book means prophethood, and wisdom means the chosen wise messengers, and grand kingdom means the chosen and guiding imams. There are many traditions on this subject, but we have considered these sufficient. Ayashi, Rahmatullah alayh, has reported that Dawood ibn Fargad told Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that according to Allah's words, "Say, O Allah, Master of the Kingdom, Thou givest the kingdom to whomsoever Thou pleases, and takest away the kingdom from whomsoever Thou pleasest," the Holy Quran 3:26. Allah has given the kingdom to Bani Umayyah. The Hazrat replied, "It is not so as people have understood. Allah has given the kingdom to us, and Bani Umayyah have snatched it from us. It is as if one has a dress, but another person takes it from him by force. In this case the dress would not become the property of the one who has snatched it." Likewise the Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, is reported to have said that Allah taught His messenger discipline, according to His wish and love. Then, told him, "And most surely you conform, yourself, to sublime morality." The Holy Quran 68:26. Thereafter, addressing the people, he said, "And whatever the Apostle gives you, accept it, and from whatever he forbids you, keep back." The Holy Quran 59:7. Then, he says, "Whoever obeys the Apostle, he indeed obeys Allah, and whoever turns back, so we have not sent you as a keeper over them." The Holy Quran 4:80. Thereafter, the Imam said, "Allah has entrusted the matter of obedience to Al-Imam Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, and has made him the trustee of the religion of Allah, and of divine commandments, and of the affairs of the Ummah, and you have accepted this. But the entire Ummah refused to accept. Therefore, by Allah, what we want from you, is that whenever we may say something, you may also say, and when we remain silent, you may also remain silent. We are the intercessors between Allah and His creation, and, by Allah, Allah has not given any good to the one who opposes us.
In the explanation of the verse, and Allah grants His kingdom to whom He pleases, the Holy Quran 2:247. Ibn Shahra Ashub has reported that, it means He, Allah, gives His kingdom to whom He wishes. The Hazrat said that, this verse is revealed in our praise. Farhat has, in his tafsir, quoted Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, in explanation of the verse. And whoever obeys Allah and His Apostle, he indeed achieves a mighty success. The Holy Quran 33:7. The Imam said that here obedience means the obedience of Amirul Mu'mineen and, after him, the Imams. It is mentioned in the tafsir of Muhammad ibn Ayyash, about the meaning of the verse. Say, obey Allah and obey the Apostle, but if you turn back, then on him rests that which is imposed on him, and on you rests that which is imposed on you, and if you obey him, you are on the right way, and nothing rests on the Apostle but clear delivering of the message. The Holy Quran 24:54. Imam Musa ibn Jafar, alayhi salam, said that it means, O Prophet! Say, obey Allah and the Prophet, and if you refuse and do not accept, then the Prophet is responsible for only what he has been asked to do, that is, conveying the message, and you are commanded to fulfill your responsibility, which is to obey him. And he added, what is obligatory for the Prophet is to hear or listen, and to obey Allah, and may not be dishonest in conveying the message, and to be patient against the trouble given by the Ummah, and it is obligatory for you to accept, and to fulfill the oath, and covenant which Allah has taken from you about the Imamah of Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, and what is mentioned in the Holy Quran about his obedience, and if you obey him, if you will obey Ali, you will get guidance, and nothing rests on the Apostle, and nothing is obligatory for the Prophet except to convey the divine message.